Unit 16. Lesson A. Vocabulary and Listening. Activity 12.
Can you use an open network like the internet to send and receive confidential data?
Well, if you do it properly, you can. You have to worry about three basic problems: spoofing, snooping, and tampering.
Why are they problems?
Just think about it for a minute. Snooping is obviously a problem. If you want a virtual private network, it's because you have private information. It's private. So you don't want other people listening in, by definition.
And how can you stop them? It's an open network.
You can't stop them listening, but with strong cryptography, you can stop them understanding. That's usually good enough, and keeps you safe as long as your competitors don't get your cryptographic key. If they get your key, of course, they can decrypt.
How could they do that?
Cryptanalysis, or theft, or trickery. Cryptanalysis is difficult if you use strong encryption. And for theft, they have to come to find you. Trickery is best. They somehow make you give them the information they want.
They make you give them the information? How?
Spoofing. They pretend to be someone else. It's very easy on the web. For instance, if you think you are connected to your bank, and if a web page asks you for some confidential information, you might well give it. But imagine it's not the bank. It just looks like the bank. That's spoofing.
So we have to guard against spoofing and snooping?
Yes. If I send a message, I want it to go to the right person. And I don't want anyone to listen. And this is important too, I don't want anyone tampering with my message. The integrity of my message must be guaranteed.
What do you mean?
Imagine I send a message saying, Company B wants $5,000. Don't pay. But somehow, someone takes away the word don't at the beginning.